This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The Supreme Court has recorded the union government's assurance that no fresh appointments will be made to Waqf boards or the Central Waqf Council under the Waqf Amendment Act 2025 until the next hearing. The three-judge bench led by Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna also noted that the status of existing Waqf properties, including those listed as Waqf by user, will remain unchanged for now. The Apex Court granted the centre 7 days to file a reply over the pleas filed against the Waqf Amendment Act, after which the petitioners will be granted 5 days to review the reply. The matter will now be heard on May 5th. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar questioned recent ruling of the Supreme Court, prescribing a timeline for the President to decide on bills, and said there cannot be a situation where the court directs the President of India. He said the Apex Court can only interpret the Constitution. Addressing the sixth batch of Rajya Sabha interns at the Vice President's enclave in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Dhankar said India had not bargained for a democracy where judges will legislate, perform executive functions and act as what he called the super parliament. He underlined that one has to be extremely sensitive while exercising power.
We have to be extremely sensitive. It is not a question of someone filing a review or not. We never bargained for democracy for this day. President being called upon to decide in a time-bound manner, and if not, becomes law. So we have judges who will legislate, who will perform executive functions, who will act as super parliament, and absolutely have no accountability because law of the land does not apply to them.
India has asked the Pakistan to take action against the perpetrators of the 2008 Mumbai terror attacks following the extradition of Tahawur Hussain Rana. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the extradition of Rana serves as a reminder to Pakistan that it needs to bring to justice other perpetrators of the Mumbai attacks whom it continues to shield. He said Pakistan may try very hard, but its reputation as the epicenter of global terrorism will not diminish. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has chaired a comprehensive review meeting to assess the current status of the Yamuna River and discuss ongoing and future plans for its cleaning and rejuvenation. During the meeting held in New Delhi, the agency wise action plan for cleaning the river was reviewed. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that the centre will work closely with the Delhi government to ensure world-class infrastructure and ease of living for people of Delhi. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has stated that the implementation of the Direct Benefit Transfer DBT system has brought transformative results. Quoting a policy paper titled A Quantitative Assessment of India's DBT System, Mr. Goyal informed that due to the transparent and tech-driven reforms introduced by DBT, India's new Welfare Efficiency Index, WEI, jumped from 0.32 in 2013 to 0.91 in 2023. He said these reforms have reduced leakage, expanded beneficiary coverage, and decreased subsidy allocations. Union Minister for Chemicals and Fertilizers Jagat Prakash Nadda shared a day-long month-end shivir organized in New Delhi to discuss fostering long-term development of the Indian chemical and petrochemical sector. During the meeting, Mr. Nadda emphasized the collective commitment to achieving long-term sustainable growth in the chemical sector and expressed confidence in the fact that with the right approach, the country can build a more resilient and self-reliant industrial ecosystem. Union Minister of Jal Shakti C.R. Patil chaired a review meeting of various projects implemented by the Wildlife Institute of India, WII, and supported by his ministry. During the meeting held in New Delhi yesterday, the Union Minister expressed his appreciation for the commendable work being carried out by the National Mission for Clean Ganga, NMCG, and WII in restoring aquatic biodiversity, improving river health, and building local capacities. In IPL T20 cricket, host Mumbai Indians defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 4 wickets at the Wankhede Stadium. Earlier put into bat first, Sunrisers Hyderabad scored 162 runs for 5 wickets in 20 overs. In reply, Mumbai Indians overhauled the target, losing 6 wickets in 18.1 overs. Today, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Punjab Kings at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium, Bengaluru at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.